93.1 KISS FM is Mike and Tricia Mornings, and time for Ask a Lawyer with Michael Gopin. The Gope.
The Gope.
They call Tom Brady the GOAT. I call him the Gope.
The Gope is here. How are you guys? Gope.
We are good. We are good. But you know, I realize that, like, we need some kind of an intro song for you.
We do.
Like, do you have a preference, you know? Like, do you, is there a specific song that you're all into that we could use?
I don't know. Sports related.
You want something super exciting, you know, like the NFL theme. Something like dun 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 dun.
That's yours though, right? You know?
Yeah, copyright.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we gotta come up with something, man.
We do, we really do, yeah.
But now we know we want something sports like sounding and dramatic.
Yep.
Like those NFL films. And that dramatic music they use.
That's really good music.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. You're going to sing it for everybody, right?
Yeah.
That'll be the really cool
Hey, that's how we get around the copyright laws.
That's right.
I just go, dun, 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 while you talk over me.
Okay.
Hey, this is how ideas get born, boys and girls.
Just spitballing here.
Just like that.
That's right. That's right.
So, ask a lawyer.
Okay, first question. This is from Hilda. She said she was rear-ended on I-10 last week. The insurance company told her car was a total loss, but she bought the car 2 years ago, and now they only want to give her half of what she still owes. She's like, I can't do this. There's no way I can afford two car payments. Is there anything I can do about it?
Well, the question is what the value of your car was at the time of the accident. So they are responsible to pay the fair market value of the car. That doesn't mean what you owe on the car. So that could be higher, less, just depending on the deal that you struck to start with. So you may have purchased a car that was worth, you may have paid more than what it was worth, it may have depreciated more, or they may be giving you a bad deal. So you would have to look up and find out, you know, what the fair market value of the vehicle is, maybe an NADA book, and see if they're giving you a raw deal or a fair deal. But if the situation is that you owe more then the car is worth, you're upside down on your loan, and the only way to prevent that would have been some type of gap insurance. So that's a definite problem. The way I've seen it resolved is to refinance the debt into your next car.
Oh.
So you only have one payment. So if you're, let's just say you're down $2,000 on your current car that's been totaled, you add the $2,000 into your new car, finance it, and that's how it would work out. But that's the problem, is when you keep adding
debt onto debt.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you'll never get what you owe.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the issue, is you're going to owe, and if you get into a wreck and total your car, you're going to be in a bad situation.
Yeah. Okay, Bethel wants to know, he was getting his car washed at a local place here in town, and the person letting the cars through didn't give his vehicle enough space between him and the one in front. He said, I ended up rear-ending the person with an infant in front of me, and the car wash said they can't help with it because he needs to file a claim with his insurance. So is there anything he can do about that? He said, file a claim against the persons in front of his car. So he said, neither one of us were at fault for the collision, minor damage, but is there anything we can do about this?
Well, you're still entitled to make a claim against the car wash and allege that they were negligent in the timing of the vehicles. I don't know if you were inside the vehicle or not. That does change the complexion of it. If you were inside the vehicle, you could probably have hit the brake and stopped not caused, or you know, not had your car hit the other vehicle in front. So that may be an issue as well. So you could be comparatively negligent in the situation.
Even though he waved you through.
Sure, but if you're sitting in the car and you see that you're going to hit it.
You're coming up too fast.
Yeah.
Right. So I certainly see that the car wash is going to be held negligent in this case from the facts that you're giving us. So I would certainly, I don't know what the damage is to your vehicle, but I would certainly, you know, maybe write a letter, maybe hire a lawyer to see if they could get that taken care of and paid for you.
Okay, so Martha, I'm sensing a bad accident theme here this morning. Martha says she was in a bad car accident at the end of last year. Her medical bills were high, and they're getting higher. She said the person's insurance isn't covering all my medical expenses. She says, I'm going to be in some serious debt. I don't know what to do. Is there anything else I can do to get this matter fixed?
Well, I would think that in this situation, you may want to go to an attorney. We'd be happy to try to help you. the insurance company is responsible for reasonable and necessary medical bills. Not all your medical bills, only the ones that are related and only the reasonable cost for those. So if the insurance company is going to be arguing that your medical bills were too expensive, not related, unnecessary, all those type of arguments, they're going to be fighting us on those. And they do that all the time. So that's something that we would need to work on to try to get your medical bills paid, get you some money for yourself. The real question is are they related? And they don't settle the cases early. So they don't settle the cases or pay the bills typically.
Right.
As you go, they will settle a case at the end of your treatment or when you decide to you're ready to negotiate with them.
Yeah.
And then from that money, you can pay your medical bills yourself. So that's kind of typically how it works.
So you can get a whole bunch of stuff done, and some of it's not going to get covered.
Right.
It's possible. I mean, you know, if let's just say you go to the doctor twice a day for the 60 days or something, and they're going to say, well, that's not really the reasonable course of treatment in this type of injury. You overtreated. You went too many times. You went too often by the medical guidelines, and we're not going to be responsible because you wanted to go more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people think that you do submit things as they happen. You don't.
You don't. And that's one of the typical reasons some people get attorneys is because an attorney can have those bills delayed, basically. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to pay up front. The doctor will work with the attorney and get paid at the end also.
Right.
And that's really important. And we also work with the hospitals and the ambulances and all those MRI places to make sure that they don't harm your credit as you go along, too. Because if you can't afford it, either they won't treat you or they're going to put you to the collection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Those are problems.
He's Michael Gopin. We're Mike and Tricia. The feature is called Ask a Lawyer. We'll be right back with a few more of your questions for Michael Gopin.